Okay, the two sages that we're learning Mishnah this coming Shabbos, Parshas Tazria and Metzora, deal in the main with the dinim relating to somebody who contracts tzaras. As we know, we've explained many times in past years that tzaras is frequently translated as leprosy. That's not really a fully accurate translation. It's not the medical condition called leprosy. It has certain manifestations which are similar to leprosy in the sense that the discoloration of the skin and hairs and so on, all described in the Seder. But we know that it's really a spiritual affliction which has medical or physical manifestations. And so the Torah tells us that somebody who contracts tzaras, a mitzorah, becomes tamei. He becomes ritually impure, becomes tamei, and he can be mitamei somebody else. It's one of the avos hatumah. And the Torah tells us in the first source, Vayikra Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Mem Hei, that's the end of Tazri, it says, the hatzorua asher bo hanega, the person who has tzaras, who has this affliction, has this nega. So the Torah describes Bigod of Yufrumin Roshi Yafarub Al Sofam Yate. He has to let wear his garments in a certain way, and he has to let his hair grow in a certain way, and he has to let his hair grow wild and so on. These are dinim that are similar to our dinim of an ovel. The third paragraph of there's a lot of dinim that a mitzvah has to follow that are similar to a dinim of an ovel. So he's not allowed to wear his clothes in a normal way, he's not allowed to let his hair grow normally. And then what's relevant to us for tonight, the end of the pasuk, it says the Tomei Tomei Yikro. It should be proclaimed. You should proclaim somehow that he is Tomei. What does that mean, the Tomei Tomei Yikro? Rashi explained in the second source, again, Vayikra Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Mem Hei, I think the last Rashi had a Pasuk, the Tomei Tomei Yikro, Mashmiya Shehu Tomei. He has to announce that he's Tomei, has to publicize the Mitzorah, the person at Saras, has to publicize that he is Tomei. Why? Rashi says, Vayikrishu Mena, so people will know not to come too close to him, not to become Tomei. You have to let people know, because you can contract the tumor by coming into contact with the mitzvah, like I said before, it's one of the almost a tumor, and therefore he better let people know. He can't always tell, because you might get his leprosy, you can always tell, but sometimes these afflictions can be in a covered up part of the body. You can't tell necessarily just by looking at the person that he has tzaras. You better let people know. That's the reason that Rashi gives in the Medrash also. However, in the Gemara in Moed Katan, the third source, on Daf Hayamad Aleph, the Gemara quotes that reason, but it has another reason as well. We'll start at the beginning of the Gemara. Hayamad Aleph Moed Katan, Rabbi Avo, Omar, source 3, Rav Avraham Hacha. The Tomei Tomei Yikra, it means Tumah Korolov, Omeris Lo Prosh. It's like the Tumah. It's like the Tumah proclaims. It's like the Tumah proclaims that this person, that it exists, Omer is low approach and directs people, stay away, separate. The Chain Omer, Buzil, Barbara, the Buzil, Rabba, Tumma, Korla, Omer is low approach. So it says, but then the Gemara says, is that what we learned from that Pasuk? The High, Lahachi, Hudahosa. Omer, the Chetanya, there's another Bryce that teaches something else. The Tomei, Tomei, Yikra, for a totally different reason. Sorach, Lahodia, Tsaro, Larabim. He has to publicize his condition, his anguish, you know, his bad condition to others, the rabbin mevakshin olav rachamim, so that the people know this poor person is suffering in this manner, so they'll be mispalo, they'll daven for him, they'll be mispalo, they'll ask for rachamim. So which is it? So the Gemara says both. In Kerin Lichtov v'tomei yikra, why does it have a double language in the Pasuk? Again, if you look at the end of source 1, it says v'tomei tomei yikra. The answer is, why v'tomei tomei? Shabbos Mei Tarte, we learn both in him. The two reasons why he has to announce that he's tomei. One is a practical person to warn other people, practical reason to warn other people to stay away from him. They should know that he has tumah, and therefore they shouldn't come into contact with him. Become, otherwise you can become tomei yourself. And the second thing is, for the sake of this person, that people should daven for him. That's what the Gemara says. Rashi explains, in explaining the first reason, source 4, Tuma Korlo Prosh Komar, Osim Simonim Ala Tuma, Kadesh Margi Shuparish. You make some sort of simonim relating to the Tuma so people will notice it and will stay away. Fine. But that's the two reasons given in the Gemara. Rashi and Chumash only quotes the first reason. Rashi and Chumash only quotes the reason, Tomei Tomei Yikra, so people will know to stay away from him. But as I showed you, the Gemara has that reason, plus the second reason people should daven in his behalf. Yeah.
People, they don't. Right. So what does it mean that people?
They're different stages. It depends, you know, which stages, right? And even chutz hamachana, but you know, somebody might come over there, whatever. You'll come run into the person, and so on. The Rambam passes this way, source number 5, Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, Perikil Alachavog, Mitzvah Saseh, Shia Mitzorah Amuchlot, Mechusa Rosh, Koli Mechaluta, Ova Ota, Al Sof, Mechavel. Like I said before, he has to cover his head the way an Ovel does. covers the mustache, covers part of his face like an avel, or pouring the god of, and his garments are tattered, or modia ha'ovrim alav shutame, and anyone passes by, even outside the town, modia ha'ovrim alav shutame, shenem ha'atzura shavon egev ha'gomi, he quotes our pasuk, you have to let him know. That's the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Vav. A couple of halachas later, so six Perek Yud Hilchos Tumas Toras Halacha Ches Hamitzoras. A woman also Eina Paras Veina Foremes Velaot Al Safin. The woman doesn't have to keep all the same dinim. Aval Yosheves in the Chutzal here that she does have to Hamodia Lachem. She Tmeah. She also has to tell people she's Tmeah. Some of the dinim are different by a woman. It's not our topic now. Now the Rambam here, somebody might be wondering, why does it say this? But Mitzorah is not the only person in the world who's Tomei. Other people have Tomei also, so why don't we ever see this? But other, I mean, the same concern that someone may come across this person and come into contact with this person and may become Tomei, that's not only a concern by a Mitzorah, that should be a concern by other types of Tomei as well. And yet we don't see this concept of the Tomei, Tomei Yikra by other things. So the Rambam says it's true we don't see it, but fact, the din is, the lo ha-mitzorah in Bilvad, this is not only true of a mitzorah, ela kol ha-mitames ha-odam, anybody who has the type of tumah that can mitame other people, anyone who has that level of tumah that can mitame other people, chayovim lahudi ela kol, shein tmein, has to, in other words, for whatever reason, the Torah chose to teach this din by a mitzvah, but it's true of all Tumayim. Anybody who has that, but not some of the levels of Tumah, not a topic now, but there are different levels of Tumah. Some of the levels of Tumah are lower, and they can't be mitame person, mitame food, can be mitame truma, can be mitame kachim, and they don't have to make the same announcements. Any Tumah that can be mitame another person, the other Tumah has this din of Tame Tame Yikra applies not only to mitzvah, that's what Ram tells us. The law called the law of mitzvah and bilvad, and the kala mitame mesa adam, any type of Tumah can mitame other people, chayalim ahudiyah la kosher and tenu kadesh yifishman, other people know to stay away. Shana tame tame yikra, hatame modia shehu tame. The person tame has to broadcast that he's tame, should people stay away. So it's interesting, the Rambam never brings the second in. The Rambam doesn't say, oh, and also there's another reason he has to announce is that people should daven pen. It's just interesting, the Rambam doesn't quote it, just like Rashi and Chumash didn't quote it. So it's interesting, there's a sefer called, it's not on the computer, a sefer called Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid, the same author, the regular Aruch HaShulchan. Lady Epstein, who wrote the regular Aruch HaShulchan that follows the order of the Shulchan Aruch. But as we know, the Shulchan Aruch only discusses those dinim that are relevant halacha l'maisa nowadays in the absence of the Beis Hamikdash. So the same author wrote a sefer called Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid, also a whole bunch of volumes, commenting on other areas of halacha that are not covered in the regular Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Negoim, and he has on Hilchos, you know, all kinds of dinim that apply on the days of the Beis Hamikdash, based on the Rambam, the order of the Rambam. Anyway, so in the Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid, in Hilchos Negoim, in Siman Sadi Hey, Siv Gimel, found the sheets because it doesn't exist in the computer as far as I know. Anyway, so he tells this whole din and he says the Rambam brings this lahalacha, and he says the source that we know it applies to other people who are metame also, not just to mitzorayim, and the Rambam brings it. Now, ach the Gemara isa od perish shetzarach lodiyah tzar l'rabim v'rabim v'akshon alav rachamim. The Gemara brings another reason. Now, Rambam lo heviza. Rambam doesn't bring it. He says, in near the sfilah, there's enali kuva. He says, that's not the main thing, that's not the main reason. And he says, v'gam b'taras kana lesa. If you look in the Medrash, which is probably Rashi's source in Chumash, the Medrash also doesn't bring that reason. Rak perish hakodim. Usirilu dezeu lo ladina elis oris la matzora shiasekein. Therefore, he understands that it's a good idea to tell people to ask them to be, you know, be mispalel for you, but they don't have to. It's not halacha. And we wouldn't say in the Torah they have to announce it. He must ask other people. It's a nice idea, but you don't have to. That's what he says. The Rambam doesn't bring it.
Yeah. Rambam by his own, you know, way of looking at it, people think that if you mispalel for a chola, they get better.
Oh, so let's see. We'll come to it. We'll see. So that's part of the dinamik is to mispalel for the person. Yeah. So let's see, but what I'm pointing out is just the Aruch HaShulchan holds that the Rambam left it out, the Rambam omitted this in, because it's not really the halacha, it's not a must. But the fact of the matter is, the Gemara does quote it in other places as well. For example, I printed some of the places, we look in source 7, the Gemara in Sota, Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. It says, Kedetanya v'tomei tomei yikro, tzarech lahudia tzar ol arabim, v'rabim v'akshim ol avrachamim. The Gemara there in Sota brings only that explanation. You have to announce to your tummy so people will be makas rachamim for you. And then the Gemara adds, and this isn't only true of the Mitzorah. Don't think that this din of trying to inspire other people to be mispalel for you is a din only by a mitzora. Just like the Rambam expanded the other way, just like the Rambam said that the din of telling people your tummy to keep them away so they don't become tummy themselves is not only limited to mitzora, it's by all the other satama. So to the other reason it says that it's a good idea to proclaim your conditions that people should be mavakesh racham is also not limited to mitzora. It's called v'chol mishir abo davar tzorcho d'rabim v'rabim v'chol rachamim. Okay, now it's interesting. Rashi there in Sota, source 8, Lamed Beis in Sota, says tamei tamei yikra komo suro me'olav shetameho. He explains just the first reason. Stay away from this guy because he's tamei. You know, it looks like the Gemara is only really focusing on the second reason. That Gemara in Sota is only talking about, and the Gemara, as I say, expands it from mitzora to other people who are in need of help. Not only other people, it's very interesting, the Gemara has in Shabbos, in source number 9, the Gemara in Shabbos, Samech Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says to the Tanya, Ilan Shemesha Perosov, you have a tree that the fruits aren't growing properly, and this is a tree that I depend on for my livelihood or whatever. So Sokro, you can make a mark, Saveoso, Besikra, the Tano Bavoni, put stones near there, okay? What's the purpose of making some kind of a mark? My refuah covered in the second line, ki hecha de lechzia in shivili boalei rachamin. So that people will see that this tree is sick, right? This tree is not producing problem. People will be mistaken for my livelihood. I think that's what it means. Okay? Ki de tanya, the tome tome yikra, tzarek lo dia tzara le rabin, but rabin vachshol rachamin. So it's not only true about a person is physically sick, but maybe his paros is sick, or whatever, so we mistaken for the tree, so to speak. And the Gemara says, I'm going to read a command, talina kufsi bedikla, apparently, according to whom they put up some sort of simon. Look at what Rashi says in source 10. Rashi there says, what does it mean the Tomei Tomei Yikra? What's the pshat? We saw the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Hei says we learned two things from the double lashon of Tomei. Yeah, but really the reason is Tomei Tomei Yikra. The Tomei person should call out that he's Tomei. That's it. Tomei, because there's even in the Chumash is a line in between, you know, a psik. So anyway, so that's what it really means. But we learn this other din, and the same thing. There's one authority held that you have such a problem with the tree, so you put this kufsi, Rashi, eshkol tomorrow, the simon hu shemeshu peros, some kind of a simon. There's a problem with the fruit, and that follows this tana. Same thing the Gemara has in chulin dafayin chesmanov. Same Gemara there. Rashi says ki hai tana. What we learn from this tana is levakesh olav rabim racham, and many people should be mispowel. In fact, the Gemara in Nida, in source number 12, in Daf Samech Vav Menal, the Gemara in Nida says, the Tanya v'tomei tomei yikor tzarech lo diya tzarech lo rabim v'rabim v'akshma lo rachme, Amar v'yosef, hava uvda v'tfubadisa. I know a case, he says. I know a case here in Pumbadisa, the Itzi, and she got better. She publicized that she was sick, and taka people in his father worked. That's what she says again. Nida son of Roman Aleph. Uvda begilso tzara l'rabim. There was such a case she revealed that tzara to the public. Ubikshu ale rachim mishrapa. Taka worked. So he's telling us this is a tried and true pattern. Okay, this is not some kind of hocus pocus. This is a real thing. It works. You asked before about the Rambam. We see from this Gemara that Rabbi Yossi certainly held that way. He tells you this works. It's not just a nice idea. Taka works. Why should that be? What should it be that, it seems that the emphasis here in all these cases is on the rabbim, the tzibur, rabbim mevakshim ol rachamim, the public. So that's what the Gemara says in Brachas, source 14. It's the bottom of Zion and Beis and Brachas going over to Chesan Aleph. Source 14, the Amar Yochem Shum Rishim Yochai, Mai de Tziv Anis Yosil Choshem Eis Ratzon, a pasuk we all know, Amosai Eis Ratzon, Bishor Shat Tzibur Misbalim. When is there an Eis Ratzon? When is there, as Rashi says, on the top of Chesan Aleph and Brachas, source 15, Eis Ratzon, Amo Yeshor Shishol Ratzon. Apparently there are certain hours, certain times where it's a shas ratzon, it's an ace ratzon, because baruch hu, which means is more predisposed to answering favorably. When is that? When the tzibur davens. Right, it's not those. Right, not ace ratzon.
I'll tell you that on Lassa, because we said if you can't make it to
At least down at the same time, right? It's all the same. The Shah shuts in the spot, right? Yeah, so this is because apparently there's some
Sort of drush out there.
Right. That's correct. And the Medrash says in Source 16, the Medrash in Dvarim Rabbah, Medrash Rabbah in Dvarim, Parshas Chana, Parsha Beis, and Yud Beis, says, Dover Acher, Dennis, and Yudez, Anitsky, Lossi, Dover, Yusul, Shayachida, Amar, Yisrotzon, Aval, Tvilosun, Shaltzibur, the one has a little different here, but the emphasis for us, that was the second half of the statement, Aval, Tvilosun, Shaltzibur, Eina, Choseres, La'olam, Rekom. The Tvil of a Tzibur never comes back empty. Havikosh, Hashem Elokeinu b'chol karei olav. That's the pasuk of Eschana. Hashem answers b'chol karei olav. David HaMelech, that's the Medrash is a little different. David HaMelech had to look for an Eis Ratzon. David is a Yochid. But when it's a Tzibur, anytime is an Eis Ratzon. That's the idea. Whatever the Tzibur does, it's fine. And on the basis of this, the Rambam Paskins, here's the Rambam, in Hilchos Tvila Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph, Surah 17, Tvila Satzibur Nishmas Tomid. The Tzibur of the Tzibur is always as Nuafilo Hoya Behem Chotim. Even if there are, you know, sinners amongst the Tzibur, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mois B'Tzulas Nishol Rabbim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never rejects the Tzibur of the Rabbim. L'fichach Tzorach Ono L'shata V'atzman HaTzibur. And therefore it's always better to be Mishtate for the Tzibur. V'lo Yispala V'yachid Kozman Shiyachid Yispala HaTzibur. A person should never daven by himself if he can daven with the Tzibur. V'lo Olam Yashkim Olam Yarm L'Eis HaKnesses Shein Tzulas Nishmas Kol Eisel L'Beis HaKnesses V'chol Mi Shiyachol Beis HaKnesses B'Iro V'Einam Yispala V'Boim HaTzibur Nikra Shochein Va. There's a shul in the community, you never go there, they're called a bad neighbor. Okay, that's the Rambam. Now, could be, I don't recall. Maybe. That's based on this, could be.
That might actually be an obligation for them. Because
we spoke about it once time, you're right. Yeah, okay. Anyway, now, so this is the idea of the Tzibur. Now, what does it mean that Tzibur is davening for this person? So you can picture maybe they have a Tehillim group gets together, or big people in the shul, big asif in the shul on behalf of a chola. But we know that it doesn't have to be. It could be the people put in the Shemona Esrei, a tefillah for somebody. So that's what I look at now. The Gemara has an Avodah Zarah, Daf Chesam Alf, Source 18. Omer Rav Yehuda Bereid Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis Mishen Rav. Now the Afal Pisha Omru Shalom Tzach B'Shamayat Tfila. We know that there's in the Shemona Esrei one catch-all bracha, the bracha of Shamayat Tfila, Shema Koleinu, which ends bracha Hashem Shamayat Tfila. That's a general bracha that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should listen to our prayers. So a person is permitted, not only permitted, a person is encouraged to put his own personal tfilas into Shamayat Tfila. I tell it to students all the time, they're not only allowed to, they're encouraged. I just tell students, I tell people, put in the Shamayat Tfila. You have to figure out, is this something worthy of putting in Shemona Esrei? So if you want to dominate the Yankees, you win. I also hope the Yankees win, but I don't know if I put in the Shemona Esrei. But let's say, I think I've told students, if there's a big exam coming up, or you have a big job interview, or a college or yeshiva interview, you should say a tefillah in the Shemona Esrei. You could put it in Shemona Esrei. Even in English, you're allowed to say, in that bracha, that's the Gemara means. Shoel Adam Tzach V'Shemona Esrei. However, the Gemara says, Aval imbo loma b'sof kol bracha bracha, me'ein kol bracha bracha, if in any one of the other brachas, you want to insert a request that relates, me'ein means relates to theme, it's part of that bracha, then that's a very good. Omer. Omer v'chivar Abar Ashi Omar Rav Apol Bisham Shalom Tzach V'Shemona Esrei. In Yeshlo Chole B'soch Beiso, says the Gemara, you have someone who's sick in your household, Omer B'Brichas Cholim. Then don't do that in Shomei Atzila. Put that in the Brichas Cholim, the Bracha B'Refa'inu. That ends Rofei Cholam Yisrael. You insert that into Refa'inu. Bim Tzach L'Parnosa, if you need Parnosa, that goes in the Brichas Hashanim. Omer B'Brichas Hashanim. In other words, Shomei Atzila is a catch-all Bracha. That's for a Tzila that may not fit into any of the other Tzilas thematically. But if you have a request that fits in thematically with one of the other brachas of Shemona Esrei, to say it in that bracha. That's exactly what this Gemara says. Rashi explains, he goes, takes another step further. Avodazor Chesam Alaf 19, Mein Kol Bracha Bracha, Imhoi Meshachech Talmudo, he starts forgetting, a person realizes he's forgetting his learning, he doesn't remember his learning, so Marech Bechon Hadas, in the bracha, yes or das, so put something in there. In Bal Tshuva Hu, Marech Barotze B'Shuva, if it wants to be Mispal for Tshuva, Bal Tshuva doesn't hear me, that's why we use the term Bal Tshuva today, but I mean someone who wants to answer Tshuva, you know, needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tshuva, so then take put in the bracha ratzur v'chein kulon and zvaiter all the brachas like that, and that's accepted l'halacha. That's the Rambam in source number 20, Hilchos Tefila Perek Vav Halacha Beis. First he says, we'll look at the end of Halacha Beis. Well, we'll read the whole thing. His father matzibo lo yarches chos yosem idayav obeinu benatzim rshus biyado. You daven with a tzibo, you shouldn't daven too long. Interact with other people. That's not our topic. For the second part, v'imba lomar achar tefiloso. If after the daven is over, you want to say a whole long thing, afilu kisei the vidya makipurim. Even if it's like vidya nimkipur, you know, and nimkipur in the Shemona Esrei is after the Shemona Esrei is over. We say vidui, right? We say all the ashamnu and all the alcheta, long pages and pages. The ashmanas is technically over. You already said hamrachas on yisab shalom. You already said yule ratzon. Now we go into the whole thing. Of a kenavu kaseno ana tovalav and after kaseno tzentus ashamnu, and then whatever the yiratzon by the by the alcheta, the whole alcheta, right? The whole that whole thing. That's if a person wants to every day say something like that, it's not a gezuntei. V'chein, that's nice too, but now here's what's relevant to us, the end of Halacha Beis there. V'chein im ratza lehosif b'chol bracha u'bracha, min ha'entzos men ha'bracha mosif. If in any one of the middle brachas of Shemana, so you want to add something yourself, you may do it. And in Halacha Gimli writes the next source, next paragraph, Keitzan, what's an example? Ho'yolo chola mevakash l'racham v'chas cholam, k'vitzachas l'shono. If you have a chola that you know, right, there's someone who's sick, so then you should ask racham in the brachas cholam, k'vitzachas l'shono, in accordance with your fluency, however you say it. You don't have to say a particular formula. You don't have to figure out, oh, people ask, am I allowed to put my own words? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying, k'vitzachas l'shono. You say it in accordance with your ability to speak. You don't have to put a particular text or a particular formula in, whatever works for you. We'll see. And if the parnasa and brachos, like we said before, well, derech zeh b'chol achas mehen. Okay, and b'imrotz alishol kol tzrocha b'shomei atfila shoha. Any other needs, put in shomei atfila. However, the Rambam says at the end, which you know, but we're not going to it now. But the Rambam says, aval lo yishol lo b'shol shishonos lo b'shol shachonos. We don't put any personal request in either the first three brachos, this one I say, or the last. Three brachas of Shemana Seh. Those are the first three brachas of Birchas Shevach, the last three brachas of Birchas Hodah. We don't, you know, first three brachas are praise, the last three brachas are thanks. We don't put any personal requests in the first three, the last three. And in the middle, put in whatever you want. Yeah.
Some do it also at Baruch
Hanitz. Well, yeah.
Baruch Hanitz, like at the end, before the second Yule.
Right, so let's see. We'll touch on a little bit before we get to that. So anyway, it's clear that we're getting back to our topic about the davening for a sick person. Like we said before, so the Gemara says that a person should, if he's sick, he should let people know that he's sick, that people should be mispal on his behalf. Where are you mispal on the person's behalf? Many people who mispal as a tzibur, not necessarily as a tzibur in the classic sense of out loud as a tzibur, but many people in the community are davening for this person, they should put the bracha in refaino. In fact, the Gemara discusses in Megillah, source 21, the Gemara in Megillah, on Daf Yud Zayin or Beis, discusses why all of the brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei are where they are. What's the order? Is there any order? Is there any seder? We have 19 brachas in the Shemoneh, 18 originally, now 19. Is there any order, or is this kind of random order? The Gemara now figures out there's an order. And in the context of that discussion, in 21, the Gemara says, Umar ra'u loma refuah b'shminis. Why is the bracha refaina, the refuah bracha, the eighth bracha, we count from the beginning, it's the eighth bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, is the bracha refaina. Why eight? Says the Gemara, Amar of Acha mitoch shenitma mila b'shminis. Because Bris Mila is the eighth day, that's in this week's Seder 2 at the beginning, right? At the beginning of Tazir. The Bris is on the eighth day, Shatzricha Rafuah. And a child needs Rafuah after the Bris. So therefore, the Ficha Kavua Bishminis. Interesting. The Remez, right? The number eight is associated with Bris Mila. Bris Mila, after the child gets the Bris, he obviously is in need of Rafuah Shlema. So therefore, the Bracha Rafuah was put as Bracha number eight in the Shemoneh Esrei. So says the Gemara. The Tur, in Arachayim Simon Kuf Tes Zayin, source 22, has other reasons, he quotes this reason too. So Shminis Refaino Marol Omar Refu Bishminis Omar Racham Itoch Shnitna Mila Bishmini Tzrich Refu Kavu Bishminis, and he says also because they wanted the bracha of Gal Yisrael to be 70, he said based on Psukim. Then at the end he has other reasons. He says there happens to be that there are 27 words in the bracha Refaino Yesh Chav Zayin Tevos. There are 27 words in the bracha Refaino Keneged Chav Zayin Psukim Shem Parshas Mila. If you look in Lech Lecha when Mila describes, there are 27 Psukim there. Fine. I didn't check it out, but somebody's right. The Chav Zayin Tevos, and there are 27 words as well. In the Pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach, it says, well, she quotes this at the beginning again. It says, Vayomrim Shema Tishma, Lakol Hashem Alkecha Vazanta L'mitzosa V'shamarta Kol Chukav Kol Amachal Asher Samt Mitzayim L'osim Alecha Ki Anei Hashem Rof Echo. Right, so that pasuk has 27 words. So the bracha of Refaino has 27 words. Shabbos Hatar Vemitzus Barufu Bechov Zayin Osir the pasuk Kichaim Heim the Motzeim of the Chol B'sara Marpe. Another pasuk of Refu has 27 letters. Okay, the Tur, as we know, was knowledgeable about this stuff with the gematrias and letters and so on and so forth. That's what he says. Okay, but anyway, there's a bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei that's designated. So it's interesting. What's better? You asked about Al Kanitzar, but what's better, to put it in Shomei Tefila or to put it in Refaino? Right? The Gemara said earlier, that Gemara says, seems to say that Rifayim is better. But it's unclear. The Shari Tshuva, in Source 23, in that same Siman Aruch Chaim, Kuf Tezayin, in Sivkot Aleph, he quotes in Source 23, the Tshuva is Hari Molko, he quotes somebody who says, Shein Tzorach L'Spal HaChola Odif Mishomei HaTfilah. He paskins it's better in Shomei HaTfilah, V'Hainu Tfilah B'Ferish, that's the verbalization, U'B'Fra'eno B'Mechashev L'Vad, U'B'Fachshov L'Vad. You think it. The Bracha Rifa'enu, you think the request, but the actual verbalization, this Rav claims should be in Shomei HaTfilah. However, continues the Shari Tshuva, the Abirke Yosef Kosav, that's the Chidor, the Abirke Yosef Kosav was a Shomati Mishum Rabbanan Kshisha, I heard from my old Rebbeim, my senior Rebbeim, Shomispalan Abirke Sofa'enu, V'chein Ani Noeg. He disagrees. He said, no, I heard from my Rebbeim, the Bikr Yosef says, the Shari Tshuva quotes it approvingly, that's what I do. I do it in Shomei, I do it in Rifa'inu. So it's a little bit unclear, maybe Machlokas between these Poshkim. I put on a page 24, and he's egg on the side of one of the Gemaras I quoted above, sends you to this Rashi and Tainus, Yud Dalam Beis. Rashi and Tainus has nothing to do with our subject. Rashi and Tainus there is talking about the bracha, the request of his Talamotar. Saint Talamota, so we were allowed to put that in Shomei HaTfilah. If you didn't say that, you know, like we're not the same bracha, whatever, you can put it in Shomei HaTfilah. Talamota, you can put it in Shomei HaTfilah. The very end of that Rashi, he refers to this Gemara of Odozara, Dafches, we mentioned before, that said, and Rashi seems to say, I heard that Rashi should be in Shomei HaTfilah. So that Rimoko, whoever exactly he was, that the Shari Tshuva quotes, may have a raya from Rashi that it's preferable in Shomei HaTfilah. But I think, again, the more widespread practice, I presume, is to put it in Rufayinu. And that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah writes on the next page, in Siman Kuf Tez Zayin Sivkot and Gimel. Source 25, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that the Yochol Lispalel Al Cholim Berifaino. Okay, you can do it in Rifaino. The Yomar, it's what you should say. Rifana pays bay pays. Stands for Ploni Ben Ploni. Please heal so and so, the son of so and so, foolish flame of so Shachal Yisrael. Behani Mil Shalom Bafana. That's if the sick person is not there. Al Bafana Ein Tzorchas Kishmo. We'll see that shortly. If the guy is there. Like David mentioned, we go Bika Cholim. You want to say a tefillah for the Cholim, and you should. When he's right there, they don't have to say his name. It's obviously talking about that Cholim. But the Shema Esrei, we talk about anybody, so you got to say the name. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You do it in Rifa'inu. And the Shara Tzion comments on source 26, the Shara Tzion, Os, hey there, and Sion Kuf Tezayin writes, that's the Eli Rabin, Bechiosis, and Olin Yibarim, the low Kamachmir and Dafka Lichol B'Shomei HaTfilah. It's not like those who insist that no, it really should be in Shomei HaTfilah. Mishnah Berurah seems to conclude the other way, it's Taka in Rifa'inu. Better in Rifa'inu. La'alocha, the Shulchan Aruch brings in Siman Kuf Yud Tes of Aruch Chaim, source 27, Siman Kuf Yud Tes, Sif Aleph, everything we've said. If somebody wants in any of the middle brachas from Esrei to add something that relates thematically to that bracha, they should do it. First, you begin the bracha with the regular text of the siddur. And you don't stick in your own thing before you've actually introduced the bracha. In other words, you begin the bracha, the first line or two, with the text as printed in the siddur, the regular text. But do not, then you can stick in. Okay, again, you shouldn't add your own thing and then, you know, say your own thing first and then just stick it and then just start the bracha. And Shomei HaTfilah, you can put whatever you want.
Is there any issue with saying your tefillah the line before the bracha? Meaning, I'm going to give a shot.
I was going to say that. I don't want to see it. Okay. We'll see another post. Anyway, that's all we need to see from that Ramah. You can put it even in the bracha, like we said before. The Mishnah Berurah says the following. That's what I'm going to look at now. It's verse 28. Very important. He quotes from the Zohar, Mishnah Berurah does, and some Kufi test of cotton bays, that when it comes to tefillah, you have to specify as much as you can. You don't say, well, Hashem knows what I want anyway. The whole idea of tefillah is to verbalize and specify and be clear. Okay. Oh, so we'll see that. Then he has it here because Yaakov says Hatzileni no. He said Hatzileni no miyadochi miyad eso. Why did you say, "Oh, Hashem, help me out"? No, he said it. You know, he said it as clearly, like Baruch Abichakana. Right? He said it as clearly as he could. Okay, good. Now listen to what it says here: Hamavakish Rachman al Chaveru Ein Sorach LaHazkir Shmo. If you're saying Rachman for somebody else, you don't have to mention his name. How do we know that? That's a pasuk we'll read in a few weeks after Shavuot. Parshas Baaloschol and Moshe ben Adavim for Miriam. Shanem Arkel No Refa No La. Hashem, please heal her. Who's the her? It was talking about Miriam. Below his Kishay Miriam, and never mentioned Miriam's name. But says the Mishnah, Hani Mil Bafana. That's only because she was right there. It was clear that she was the one. Abul Shalom Bafana Tzarach Las Kishmo. When the Chol is not there, you don't mention Shmuel and Shul, and you want to say for Chol, you have to mention his name. Okay, now.
That is
not allowed. No, but it could be in the Tzibor, you know, but it's not allowed. Because you dominate the minion when you do this. Right, it's not supposed to be right.
Is that because we have this, the idea of Matbea that...
Probably, yeah. Now, here, the David Shacharach mentions in Source 29, in Kuf Chav Beis, if Beis, your thing, Ein Nachon Lomer Tachlin Kodem Yulerotzon. You shouldn't say any request before Yulerotzon. Ela Achar Siyim Yulchaz Miyad, Yom Yulerotzon, and then you can say. So you should say Yulerotzon first. Okay? And the Shabura says, that's all the Chathchila, but it's not stricter than the Shemoneh Esrei itself. Okay, I just put that in as a side point. The question I'd like to look at now, and the Shabura alluded to it, you have to be very, very clear. So our practice is to mention a person's name when we're davening Shalom Bifana, or you're saying a Mishaberech when the person's not there. But we say the full name, Ploni Ben Ploni, so-and-so the son of so-and-so, Ploni Bas Ploni, right? Where the parent's name come in? And you know our practice is Dafka use the mother's name. So that's where does that come from exactly? What's the deal there? So the Aruch HaShulchan, right? Let's see, Aruch HaShulchan again.
No more Torahs in this
time. So let's see, maybe, but we'll see you niggly.
Okay, I'm
a Mr. guy. So Aruch HaShulchan writes, Simul Kuf Yud Tes Sifalat. Summarize everything beautifully as always. He says, Imratza, I'll read it quickly, but you'll follow along. It's a clear summary of everything we said. Imratza l'hosif eitha d'bar b'kosh yachol osi b'chol brachos emtzos, b'chol akkaz minyana, keitza. Hoi l'chol b'soch b'isa o mishpachto, yachol v'akkaz o'rachim b'chos o'reino, hoi tzor parnasa, v'akshu b'chos o'reino, v'chein b'kulam. Kigon, shirotza l'vakkaz Hashem she'amitz liba l'torah. You want to ask Hashem to strengthen your ability in Torah? Good. Vakesh ba'atachonin. She'azol b'tshuvaso. Yivakesh ha'shiveno. Shimcha lo'achatov. Yivakesh ha'slachon. Chiyotzav is omnom. B'shma koleni yochol vakesh kol dover she'yitzik. Ki kvalo yos. V'lo prat yos. Ki kolon es kol ha'kosu. And he says, V'lo yaskul ha'kosos to b'rosh ha'brocha. Like we said before, don't put your insert in before the beginning of the brocha. Ela yaskul ha'brocha. The ikar hu ha'matveya shatavu chachamim. You have to, the main thing is the chachamim's text. Kodem, here's your point. Kodem shioma chasima sabrocha. Before you get to the end, yivakesh bakosho. Okay, then you can add your need. But he says v'yira. It appears to me it means shisayim bakosho so meina chasima. Or is it the bureau bakosho should be meina chasima? That way, if not sure, so put in the middle, and if we have that last line. Okay, yivakesh rachma lachola yivakesh lechola in tzarach laskishmo. When you're asking rachma for chola, if the chola is there, you don't have to mention his name. Says Aruch HaShulchan, two lines on the bottom, that's really what I want to get to. Either the father's name or the mother's name. Whatever one you like. Okay? Why? Levarer b'tfiloso al mi mevakesh rachamim. This is in order to clarify in your tefillah upon for whom you are mimispalo. Ki atfilah tzarech leos brura. Because tefillah has to be clear. Now, by the way, you look in the parentheses there, the bracket right here, he quotes that Rashi that said it's better to do it in Shomei HaTfilah. He ends by saying, "Hu tamer gdola." The start of Tarkiyum Gol. He doesn't think that Rashi is right, that it's better in Shomei HaTfilah. It's better in the final. But okay. But anyway, you see from the Aruch HaShulchan, what name of the parent you mentioned? Aviv O Ishem Imo. It doesn't make a difference. Now, here already is a discussion. I don't have it on the sheet, but in the Sefer Das Torah from the Brijan, Shalom Orcha. Here it is. Shalom Orcha, Kohen of Brijan, the Masham of Brijan. Sefer Das Torah, and that same similar Shulchan Aruch Kuf Yud Tes. See, Aleph, he quotes from that Zohar, He says, as a different Zohar in Parshas Lech Lecha, you said Torah Sanista, well, here it is. It says, in a Zohar from Parshas Lech Lecha, Papaz Elech Masav, we go with the Torah, Lahazkir Shem, Emo, the low shame of it. He quotes the proper thing from the Zohar is to say the mother, not the father. He quotes another Zohar in Parshas Shmos. I don't know much about Zohar, but then at the very end he says, you always say the father's name, not the mother's name. The mother's name, not the father's name. By Aliyah, we say the father's name. But by this kind of thing, he's telling the mother's name, and he says, and they go forward, and he says, Dover She'ein Bo Chashada. He says, there's no suspicions. What does it mean? Because the truth is, you never, can you ever be 100% sure that that's the father? Maybe, you know, you don't like to think such things of people, but who knows? The mother, you know it's the mother.
Maybe you could say that, you know how we say, like, we say that, I don't know if it's the mother, but when you, when a person is going to be assumed, it's like, oh, you deserve this, it's like one of the worst things you could do. So you could say, yes, like, that is, because you're saying, by saying the father's name, you could be potentially suspectful of his...
Oh, I see, is it effective? Okay, interesting, interesting. Right, you don't want to cast aspersions, so to speak. Okay, good, that's to me. But I just understood it to mean that, you know, you have to be very clear and feel there's always a possibility that's not really his father. Maybe the mother had the baby from somebody else. We don't like to think. Could be. In the Tshuva, so there's a Khan, it's on the sheet, the next Tshuva that I want to quote, the Shal Tshuva, is a Khan Aaron, or Aaron Vulcan, okay, from Pinsk Karlin. Okay, of Aaron Vulcan. So he writes in the Tshuva, is a Khan Aaron, Simon Yud Aleph, discusses this subject. So he says, you have to mention the mother's name because that's the Yuvadai, that's for sure. And then he says, he wonders about that. But therefore, I'm forced to be Tfila, Bin, and Shema, Ain, Dafka, and Dafka. You have to mention the mother's name because that's for sure that it's the mother. So ask the Gemara, wait a second. Ask the Zakana, wait a second. I mean, we generally assume for many halachic purposes, we're not going to say, let's say a guy kills this, or this, if he hits, you know, you're not allowed to hit your parent. He draws blood from this man. Will that be an acceptable offense? Well, we don't know for sure he's my father. What do you mean? They'll give him the punishment. Now, we don't assume that. We assume, let's say, he can't marry this sister, the girl that's the girl born from that same father. What do you mean? Maybe it's not my father. What do you mean? We give you skila. What? Asokar al chazokas, yeah? So he says, yeah, Haimel Dinago is a Tarla Machar Shores. We, the Torah was given, we have to do based on what the norm is. And we have such a thing as robe and chazaka and all these things. But he says, Avalakati ain't zeb together birur shabada kainu. With all our dinim of robe and chazaka, that's not 100% birur. The in kain. Therefore, for most things, that's what we follow. That's halacha declares that you have to follow the norm. What's the robe? We don't know for sure, but you have to always go by the robe or by the chazaka, right? Or when there's a conflict, I'll have a robe and chazaka. But, that doesn't mean it's a beer that's for sure like that. Therefore, in Cain, Kishabol of Akesh Racha Mes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're asking mercies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shein Seika Kamishmaya, he knows. He knows what the real facts are. Ma Shayach Lismo Chalarov, you can't rhyme the rove there. B'shemu Minat Miut, maybe this guy's in the Miut. In Cain, you can overscar, and then you'll be saying lies. And the Tfilah. Since Tfilah is a different set of rules, so Paskin, the Kanaron, and so on. That's how these, they say it's because you want to be 100% sure, and you're only 100% sure when it's the mother. Rav Kook, in one of his Tshuvas, I printed here, it's back on the paper now, 32, Rav Kook, in the Tshuvas, Das Coins, in the Kuflam and Beis, the end of that Tshuva, he quotes some, also from the Zohar, same thing, is better with the mother and son, but in the second paragraph, he says, it could be even Margamar like that, not even, you don't have to go into Taurus, I missed her. Even a Nigla. Okay, I got this with the Gan Pamud, the Dhammo, the Lazor, the Vashem, Ima, out of Tre, the Remez, Ladova, the Pussing, and Tilim, Ani Avdecha, you got it, David? Ani Avdecha, Ben Amosecha. Tavon HaMelech says about himself, Ani, you know, we all know from Halo, right? Ani Avdecha ben Amasecha, I am your servant, ben Amasecha, the son of your maid, it says the mother. Right? That's the plus. And it's Ani Avdecha ben Amasecha, Pitachta Lamosera, you've opened up my chains, so, you know, you've redeemed my suffering, so to speak. And the first thing one of your mom is like that. So therefore, it says the Rav Kook, and others say this also, that's the Mokra. Ani Avdecha ben Amasecha, that's the source. In fact, we do find in a couple of Gemaras, when they talk about a person suffering, it does mention the mother, even in the Gemara. That's what Cook's alluding to. There are a number of Gemaras that have that. For example, the Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Vavmed Beis, Source 33, Shabbos, Samach Vavmed Beis. The Gemara here says, Omar Abaye, Omar Ali Aim. You know those Gemaras, Abaye, we mentioned in the past. Abaye was an orphan. He was an orphan from birth. The great Amor, Abaye, one of the great Amoraim, right? I think I said in the past, I don't think you can turn Abaye and Rava, I don't think you can turn three pages in the Gemara and not come across either Abaye or Rava both. I never tried it. Try it, let me know. But very hard. But Abaye was an orphan from birth, meaning his father died when his mother was pregnant, and his mother died in childbirth. So Abaye was raised by his uncle Rabba. Not Rabba, but Rabba, his uncle Rabba Nachmoni. Abaye's real name was Nachmoni. Abaye was just a nickname. He was named after his the father of Rabba Nachmoni. That's what Torah Rashi said in Gittin Avlamda. His real name was Nachmoni. Abaye is just some kind of a nickname. Some say it's the Rosh Tevis of the Pasuk in the Haftarah from Shabbos Shuvah. It says, Asher Becha Yerucham Yosom. In you, Hashem, the orphan shall be comforted. But Asher Becha, and I don't know if that's true or after the fact, but whatever it is, that's Abaye. So there are no, Abaye was raised by his uncle Rabba, but there was a woman, a knowledgeable woman who took care of a babysat, a housekeeper, whatever. So there are a number of places where Abaye says, Omerli Ain, the mother, he wasn't talking about his real mother, this woman who, she taught me the following, the Gemara quotes her a lot through Abaye, not on halacha so much, but on folk wisdom, you know, and what people did. Torah Sinai. Yeah, Torah Sinai, but not Torah in the sense of real Torah, but just, she taught him certain things that's the way people were knowing like that, you know. And so, Omar Abaye, Omarli Aim, Kol Minyone B'Shmo De'Imo, and Kol Lechisha B'Shmo De'Imo, any type of incantations you do, and stuff like that, or you're counting something, again, it's a little mystical maybe, but any type of incantation, always the mother's name. That's what it says. Rashi says in 34, you say the mother's name. That's how it says in this Amarli Ein Gemara. It's interesting, the Marshal, source 35, the Marshal, in the Chochma Shom on the back on the Marshal, in that Gemara, Shabbos Samuel and Beis, he brings that thing, that same reason, but didn't ask Bishma, Ben Plonis, you mean a Dafka Nakar Plon Ben Plonis, Shabine Oda Makir, or Isha Shi Aim of Lad Yosem and Ovid. We know for sure that the mother is the mother more than we know about the father, Chav Shomati. That's the same reason as we had before. Then there's another Gemara in Gittin, Samach Pesam Beit. I don't pretend to understand how that works. It's an unusual Gemara in Gittin and Perk Mishal. So it's talking about Gemara has certain remedies, how to cure certain ailments. I'm not sure modern medicine would agree. Some of the ailments are just strange things. You know, people hear about these things from time to time with the hepatitis. You know, with the birds? I'm talking about the pigeons? Yeah. The two pigeons, right? People, you know, they take the person has hepatitis and they take two pigeons and put it on his belly. Two pigeons drop dead and the hepatitis goes away. I know people have done it. I really do. You've heard it also, right?
Yes,
I don't know. That doesn't appear in that Gemara, but the Gemara has a different thing. The Gemara is talking about a person who has an infected spleen, a bloated spleen. So what do you do? The Gemara has some proposals out of here. No, that works. Look at 36. Lacey machla de tzipito de lo iftach. De lo iftach. Rashi explains 37. Tzipito de lo iftach. Eiz shelo yoda. Take a goat that never had any children and a goat that never gave birth. And take the tchala, the tchol, the spleen from that behemoth, that goat, v'natche b'tanura, and put it in the oven, dry it out, v'noki l'hadei, bring the sick person next to the oven, that's what I said, yamod kenegdo, you know, stand next to the oven, and you say, v'nema, ki heched yovish hai tachlo, just like that spleen inside the oven, dried up, with it up, so niyabish tchala deploni, Bar Ploniso. So too, this person's toll should, you know, dry up, thin out, you know, it's bloated. But notice, not, again, I don't know if that works, but I just want to point out that it says Ploni Bar Ploniso. Right, again, using the mother's name. Okay, so that's an interesting thing. That's the
where did
the
Aruch HaShulchan come from?
Huh?
Where did the Aruch HaShulchan come from?
Which one?
Seems to be
so,
all of this.
Which Aruch HaShulchan? Oh, that he says Oviv Oimo. I don't know. I mean, these Gemaras don't say it has to be the mother, it can be. I'm not sure. I don't know. You're right. It seems like all these Gemaras. I don't know. I don't know.
Like, I would assume he would have a source from somewhere.
Yeah, he says it doesn't seem to matter. I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting question. Just on this issue, I brought with me again, it's not an issue. This is Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, Malakil Yaakov. This is Hanhagas of the Stipler Gaon. Right? So in the first volume, Chelek Aleph, in Os Reish Yud Zion, he discusses, and what do you do if it's an adopted child, right? You know, what name do you use then? Right? So he says, you should say the name of the adoptive mother, fine. And that's in Reish Yud Zion, and Reish Yud Ches, this is all on page 7 of that. Then he says in the Chazon Ish, that what if you don't know the name? You have a sick, but you don't know his name, Hebrew name. So he says, Amalei Marbe Rabbi Shlita, Nasud, the Shem Mara Chazon Ish, Zatzukol, she'efshar l'spalach ha'legamim lo yodim ha'shem imo. Let's not go overboard, he said. You don't know the mother's name. You can still mispalo. The Efshel Aski B'Shmo HaPrati U'B'Shem Mishpachto. Use the family name. So-and-so, Schwartz, Cohen, whatever. And then you say the name. That's what he says. You don't know the mother's name, do it. Huh? People do that. But I'm just saying what he said. They're harami. But he said it's okay to say the family name also works.
Pardon me, I don't know his...
Okay, so you can say his name. He was at the first one, everybody. Shut up, yes. But anyway, and he says, yeah, if you have a name, it's in Yiddish and so on, it's a son named Frumos, so you can say Chassid, you don't have to, you know, go overboard and insist it's got to be the mother and that exact name. Okay, just a few other points regarding these things. So we saw about using the mother's name. That is the, as I said, that is the standard practice. There's another thing I wanted to show you that the first part I'm not going to talk about. It's interesting. Maybe we'll talk about it again in a few weeks. The Gemara has in Shabbos, source 38, Shabbos Yud Beis and Aleph going over Yud Beis and Beis, source 38. Tana Bonim, Hanichmas Levaker Sachola, I'm talking about on Shabbos, Omer Shabbos Himalizik or Fuhr Kovalavo. We heard that phrase in the Mishabera, Rameir Omer Yacholi Shetrachim, fine. I'm not talking about Shabbos now. Maybe another time we'll talk about how you install for a sick or if you install for a sick person on Shabbos. There's no bracha b'freino on Shabbos, obviously. Maybe we'll talk about it another week. But what I am more interested in is that which is on the top of Amud Beis, Yud Beis and Beis, is the second line of 38. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hamokim Rachman Echav Al Chole Yisrael. You don't only daven for that sick person. You mention other Chol Yisrael too. Rabbi Yosef, I'm Mokim Rachman Lech B'Soch Chol Yisrael. Shev Nishlein, and says you say also it's all B'Soch Chol Yisrael. Rashi explained top of your base and base source 39 in Shabbos. B'Soch Chol Yisrael Shemitoch Shekolo on Ima Acherim. Since you mention this Chol together with others, then Tfiloso Nishmas B'Schusoson. This whose son shall rabbim. Same thing we started with. We want to go full circle now. We started with that the rabbim, the tzibur, is the same thing when you're being spalled for this chola and others. So there's a chus of the rabbim will come into play. That's what it says in that Rashi. Now it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch says potzas halacha. I mean the Shulchan Aruch says in source number 40, Yoridea simin shin lamed hey sif hey. So it says, here you asked about Lashon Kodesh, so the Shulchan Aruch here, source 40, Yerodeh Simen Shin Lamed Hei Sif Hei says, Keshe Mevakesh Arach Mevakesh Avon Av Yochel Avash V'chol Lashon Shehirtze, Mevakesh Shalom B'fon Av Loivakesh Av Lashon HaKodesh. It's not B'fon Av, it's better to say in Lashon HaKodesh if you can, because that just answers your question, but I want to look more at Sif Vav, the next Sif, Yichlol Oseh B'soso B'so Chol Yisrael, you always mention this Chol together with others, She Yomah HaMokim Rach Malayah B'so Chol Yisrael, or B'Shabbos Yomah Shabbos Yisrael, we're going to find. And the Shach explains, in Sikot and Dalad, in Shul Mamad Heder, in Yerodea 41, B'so Chol Yisrael, Shemitoch Shekolam Acherim, Tfilos HaMishmas Yoseh, Tfilos is more likely to be in front of other people, if you include other people, it's more likely to be accepted. Good. Now, the only thing is, there's a couple of interesting auras. So you mentioned the so-and-so ben the mother. That's what we do. Rosh Hashanah notwithstanding. Okay? And you mentioned B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. But is there a particular formula that's interesting? Again, it's on the sheet. I forgot to bring it, but it'll take my word for it. You can see it in any sitter, in an article sitter. Rabbi Yaakov Emden prints in his sitter in the Bracha B'Feinu a text. Yehi Ratzon Shetishach Meher Afor Shlema the so-and-so ben so-and-so. Sort of like the Mishabura we had back in, where was that? Back in... Source 25, the Mishabur and some Kufta Zayns and Gordon Gimel. You say, Yomar, Rafana, Ploni Ben, Ploni Fur, Shema Sof, Shara Chol Yisrael. He prints an actual text, which I say, you look in the regular art school sitter. I think that an asterisk was in gray or whatever is in the bottom. Okay, an actual text. So a couple of things interesting. The, a lot of times they say, you should, make a Mishaber, we do the same thing. Mishaber, Rabbach, Esachole, this and this, right? So I came across in the Sefer Darkei Chaim V'Shalom, which is a collection of Minhagim Lebeis Munkach. It's by the Minchas Elozer. Minchas Elozer in Os Reish Chof. He says, "Bebirchas Mishaberach Shosim Lechole." He's here b'shem of Osav Tzav. The Minkash Rebbe said the name is ancestor. Shalom Yom Rivarch Rapes Achole Ploni Meploni. Al pi ma shomer chazal la ol vakas on rak mishlo yechle shim yechle om lo ave zchus dipote kaven shom ha chole haray mekaim un modem shu bechaskes chole. You don't want to advertise it as a chole. You don't say it as a chole. You want it not to be a chole. You have to bring him as zchus. So therefore he says just yivarch v'rapeh as ploni ben plonis. Don't say cholah. Really?
Not
say the word cholah. Taka. Okay. Just as so and so, not a cholah. That's the mechusolos. It says over here, don't call him a cholah. Just say because that's wrong. You don't really believe, and so on. Now, the Maram Shik. Again, I'm sorry, telling the Shik. I don't know why the truth is the Maram Shik. I'm not found in the. And there's the Bar Ilan. I don't know why it's not in there. The Maram Shik has a tshuva. There are a couple. I know when I do these things on the Bar Ilan, let me see. Oh, tak, it doesn't say cholin. Okay, very good. Yeah, so I don't know if they did it for the Arlozim. But the article says cholin on that, no?
Yeah, probably.
If somebody wants to ask me, let's say I make a mishabrach for five people. Yeah, say each time, Hachola Chaim ben Rivka, Hachola Tzvi ben Shoshana, Hachola. No, can you just say the word Chola once? I thought once enough. But certainly, according to Mechazalaz, you shouldn't say it at all. So the Maran.
The thing about that one is you're saying to your upper. So,
that implies Chola. No, okay. That's okay, are you?
But you're saying you just add the Torah, the upper as a Cholin. That's what people do.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's the tactic, but I told you, I don't know why the Maram Shik is not in the Bar Ilan. When sometimes looking, I can't understand why they put in
certain
things. I don't know what they. I don't know who decides what goes in that search. You know,
whatever they add in, it takes time.
I know, but why do they? Prioritize. Certain things. I have to joke with my son that this person must be related to the guy who put the Bar Ilan. I'm sure the Talmud Chacham Sofer is still 1800.
Maybe this family still has copyright.
Oh yeah, God damn it! I don't know. Sometimes I just think that the person who made the Bar Ilan must be related to certain people. He put them in the thing because I don't understand. Whatever. Anyway, the Maran Shik writes in a tshuva or Chaim Simon Chof Vav. He says in the middle of the tshuva about something else. He's talking about whether if a person was saying tefillahs and then he found out that the relative died, but he should tell him, he said, shouldn't tell him. Anyway, he says, the best thing is, the Dalavach, in Yerushayeshul Sakan, Azgolavakish, Hulakish, Loma, Im Adayin, Hu Chole, Hashem Yisof, or Rafur Shlema. When you're not sure, so, in other words, because let's be honest for a moment, I know this happens by me and other people. Sometimes you have lists, or someone asks you to make some mishmir. Let me tell you, I haven't seen the guy in 3 months. Mm-hmm. So it could be the person died already. Mm-hmm. Or he got better and he's fine. You're busy davening for him, right? So Maram Shik recommends you should say, Ima dayin uchola Hashem Yisrochor Rafur Shlema. Right, that takes care of the mechus. What?
I asked you like that.
Yeah, right. I know, you don't know anymore. What's the story? So the Maram Shik has this interesting proposal. So I saw the Tzitz Eliezer, which I did print over here, in source 42. He's not so sure about Tzitz Eliezer. He's a Elizabeth of Baldenberg, who was an important dying in there. So just died a couple of years ago. He was the chief halachic authority for Shari Tzedek. A lot of tshuvas in the Tzitz Eliezer on medical issues. Considered one of the big experts on medical issues. Anyway, in his tshuva is a chelak
hay. Was he associated? Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, it's interesting, just an aside. He published a sefer called Hilchos Medina. All the halachas, how to set up a Medina in accordance with the halacha. I think his family didn't want him to be so much identified with the Medina, so they took the, they banned the sale of that sefer. So I remember my son called me there to sell it right after Tzitzel died, and he said they had some copies for sale. I said, get it. I have a copy at all. Get it for me. I said, can't we get it?
Yeah, it's a forgery.
Huh?
You know it's a forgery.
The whole thing's a forgery? No. No, because there are things in it with people.
They can tell you it's a forgery.
Yeah, they can tell you it's a forgery, yeah. No, because I think that they said that I don't know, there are a couple of things that he got from somebody else. I don't know, but whatever it may be, it's worthwhile. It's interesting.
Like Mishael Gadol.
Yeah. And anyway, but that's usually good for business, like being advanced. And people buy more.
Anyway. Best thing to do, you can get
a chel. Anyway, so Tzitz Eliezer is right. Mechela K, Ramat Rachel is the section, Simon Yurches. He said, doesn't like the Maram Shik Seitzah of saying, Ima Dayan Uchole. He says, Machmas Chashosh Hashem Meis Kozim Yud Yesh Osak and Anusach. He said, we're afraid maybe the guy died, so it should fix up the Nusach. Okay. He said, that is okay maybe by Misha Berach. Okay, man, I like the Maram Shik Seitzah by Misha Berach. However, in the Shmoneh Esrei, you can't daven like that. Davening, you can't say, well, if this and if that. He says, in the Shmoneh Esrei, he says, there's a suffix. They don't do that in the Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei has to be clear. Okay, so he doesn't care for that particular Eitzah, and therefore, stay without it tonight and try and find out. You assume a Chazoka, the guy's still alive. But you should try and find out. That's the point. It's interesting. There's a in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo. Again, not on the computer yet. There's a Shlomo's on Arba, huh? Shlomo's on Arba.
Yeah, I expect that to be on the
computer. Oh, yes, it's relatively new, I guess. And Halicha Shlomo on Tefila and Perek Ches. So in Oz Tez Zayin, Sif Tez Zayin, he says, first of all, Mutal is Pala Brichas Veinu Gam Al Chola She'enu Mishpachto Krovo. Even if the guy's not to your family, not a relative, okay? And that's not called Tzorchei Rabin Ba'alma. Okay, which is Maskei B'Ferechol, Ferechol, as soon you mention the name. Then there's a long, long footnote, number 60. Footnote number 60. So he says, he quotes a couple of interesting things. One of them is, I'm going to find it, he says that it's not right that people should, you know, tell people to say, you know, tefillah, and then never let them know what the story is. And he says that, he tells a story of Shulai Diskin, that one time he was asked to daven, and then later on he found that the person was well, it got better. So he went to the fellow who told him daven, goes, why don't you tell me he got better? For the last 3 weeks I've been davening, how much karkas I put into it, I mention his name, I think about it, I'm wasting my tefillah, you know. So he took it seriously, you know, he took the idea of davening very seriously. So, you know, should be careful. I think that people should try and find out, you know, what the matzias are. All right. Anyway, that's just a side point. But what else? Maybe one or two other quick comments. Let's take a look in the. The truth is, some people are opposed. Well, we'll see the Aruch HaShulchan. He doesn't like the whole idea of the text. Take a look at source number 43. The Aruch HaShulchan writes. He says you can put in some of the tefillahs that you want, etc. But he says, "Da, the zed davar pashut, shelo hitir sources is sim kuf yud tes sif beis." He says, "Da, the zed davar pashut, shelo hitir chazal hosif b'shmonesay ela b'mikre." You add in the shmonesay from time to time. Keshetorchaz avol hosif tefillah kavua tmidis. To add a fixed davening, b'shamayim, v'azoh yisayim v'chutzpah k'lapa entrance k'nes magdola. It's a chutzpah. V'azeh yodah kol tamachachom v'chosh yisayim v'kibro.
Even your own request?
No, not your own, but to put another formal text like you have there, that Yerotzon, that's there, he thinks it's like Rabbi Yaakov Avner, he thinks it's wrong. He said that Anshei Kazal didn't put that. You want to say your own tefillah, that's allowed. But to make a fixed text, he says, look what he says, Uvechein yesh litzok al hamad pisim. We should scream at the publishers. Shall sifu b'sidurim b'shma koleinu. Added a whole text b'shma koleinu. Tefillah k'vu on Hashem chotosi v'chulei. Atu azon ha'parnes. V'rabbe me'ame ha'aretz omrim zetomid b'chol t'kechol t'vashuchet. They think it's part of Shvansvei. And they say it. V'liv el ha'edom al ha'may says it. V'shamat t'shikvah hir shal zeh echad b'gol ha'edor b'dor shuvoneinu. But I found another one of the Gedolim in the previous door yelled about this too. Elas from the center, Imser Alma v'yodet Tipshoy. The world has been given over to the fools. Hamad Pisim Osim Kitzolim. The printers do whatever they want, whatever they feel think they sell books. Okay, that's the Aruch HaShulchan screams similarly with regard to Slichas. That was Yom Kippur Slichas. Originally, most shuls, they say Slichas. We say Slichas only by Meir and Yom Kippur. Slichas, I mean, you'd give them midas, right? With the piyot and the source of midas. We say it by Myers, after the Shema Zem Myers, right? And by Nidila. But originally, there was slichas in Chakras, and in Musaf, and in Midas as well. So, a lot of shuls now recently started, right? Yeah. But you give out sheets and so on.
Every
piyot and they say give midas. Yeah, that's what I'm right. So there are different ways. It's in the Rav Siddur that we published. I wrote the Rav Newberg. I remember it was probably in the introduction.
They actually just changed. If people are going to know, they just do one now.
If you look in the old Siddur, I have a machzer at home that I got from my bar mitzvah, which has a Yiddish translation on the bottom. The old machzer, whatever it's called. Yeah, I forgot. Not Bishu, it's something else. But whatever it is, it's the old machzer I got from my bar mitzvah. So there it says in the Shabbat, every turn kippur at this point, the chazan hates slachlano. He begins saying slichas at this point. Now, why didn't they print it? Because everybody agrees on Yigil Midas, but the piyut was different in different communities. you know, the pismon or the pia, they were different. So the Sidurim wanted to be available to everybody, so they said, every community should say whatever they say here. So they ended up, they won't say anything. So the Rav was upset with the Birnbaum Machzor HaShulchan, was upset with the Pinters there also. They chopped out Slichas, so people stopped saying Slichas on Yom Kippur. Now, and why you? They gave out papers, if you remember. So years ago, Rabbi Neuberger here got somebody, young fellow to translate into English, made it into a book. I wrote the preface, so we use that in my shul, we use that in Beth Abraham, other shuls in the world use it. And I remember when art school first printed the Yom Kippur Marzen, I got there years and years ago. The first thing I ran to look at, they put Slichas in. I looked there, they didn't. They had in the back extra pewter, but not Slichas. The Rav was very insistent about it in Aruch HaShulchan. Anyway, but here the Aruch HaShulchan screams at them for putting in these Tfilas, and he says that, he says, you know, of course you should be Nispalo. Have a low lasos nuscha kavua, but don't make a fixed nusha, but so to Sanshek and Adola. Okay, now after the Yule Ratzon, then to the air, whatever you like. Like, even like Yom Kippur, you know. Then you're not tampering with the text of Tefillah. You're not tampering with Shema Esrei. No, but that's the thing, it's after the Yule Ratzon. After the first Yule Ratzon.
If we get Yale Aviyahu, you don't have to go back to the beginning yet.
Oh, but not if you said the first Yule Ratzon. After you say the first Yule Ratzon, then Shema Esrei is over.
Even if you, if you forget Yale Aviyahu.
I forgot.
The second.
You don't have to go back.
I think you're going back to the
site. Back to the site. You're right. So you may be right. I'm not sure. But,
really,
but anyway, it's okay. So that's for some purpose. I forgot.
The story,
I could be wrong.
Then it will be confirmed. Let me just end with one thing or two things really to worry that list. I proceed. You know, I mentioned just a personal thing. Sometimes, you know, we've been talking about they should publicize the sick. I know someone, I don't want to say the name, but someone we all know, a woman who, when her mother was ill, so she and then she passed away. So the mother didn't want to tell anybody that she was sick, because Bederach HaTeva was clear from the doctor she wasn't going to live. So you're not allowed to be mispalo for a nace, you know. So she, but she thought, listen, if everybody will know I'm sick and I got better, so that's a nace nigla. That's a reveal. That was a wow, a real miracle. If nobody knew I was sick, I got better. That's a nace nister. So there's more likely to be a nace nister than a nace nigla. So she didn't want to talk to him. She's in cheshbon. Everybody got their own cheshbon. Also, sometimes, what are you going to spell for a person? What if a person, shalom b'derech hatev? I remember when my mother was ill, so we found out b'derech hatev, she wasn't going to get better. Normal through nature. So what if a spell for a four slave? Yishlach for slave. No, Don Ma is not going to get any better. So I remember at one point, I spoke with a shafner. And I said, I want to daven every day, she's going to be better, it's a tefillah shav. And we know that Bederach HaTeva, and now I'd ask for nais, so what do you do? So he said, you should just ask for rachamim. However the rachamim will manifest it. Sometimes the rachamim HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it, sometimes the rachamim is the person should die and stop suffering. And whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides the rachamim should be. So just again, a quick personal anecdote, I'll give me a second. So that's what I did personally. So my mother was very ill, so she was there. My parents were involved in Minat 30 years ago, up in Lakhavi. They lived across the street. And years ago, they were involved in Bnei Shul, and Bnei Shul was the only Shul in Pinak, when I was a little boy. But so Minat wanted to make, people wanted to make a Tehillim. They got together, it was a Tuesday night. It was right after the Siyum HaShas, a couple times ago. It was on a Sunday night, and then two nights later. So they made a whole Asifa Tuesday night in the Shul in Minat. So Rabbi Adler, the rabbi, they asked me if I should lead the tillin. So I did, but I told them before, and I said, listen, at the end of the tillin, I'm going to say Misha Bera, but I'm not going to say the regular text to say the Shevar of Lo Shleima. Explain to them, it's not Bederach HaTeva. I'm just going to say quietly a Tefillah Shevar Rachamim. A lot of times they say the Misha Bera quietly anyways, after the tillin, right?
Yeah.
I just said out loud, the Nomar Amen. So I explained to them, that's what I'm going to do. So he said, fine, so I led the tillin, that's what I did, the Nomar Amen, everybody went home. So Lemaisa, she passed away the very next day. It was Erev Rosh Hashanah, Wednesday afternoon. So she passed away Wednesday afternoon. So afterwards, Rabbi Adler told me, a lot of people in the shul were very upset because they said, here we went, the whole tzibur got together in Davin, and the next day she died. The next day, Kodesh Baruch didn't accept the whole tzibur. There were several hundred people there. And they said, the whole tzibur Davin, Kodesh Baruch didn't answer our tzibur. How could it be? So then he explained, I didn't want to make the announcement that, then he explained, no, he said that Kodesh did answer the tefillah, because he said that, he explained to the people what I said and what I did, and that we were asking for Rachamim Shamayim, whatever that Rachamim is manifested. So in that case, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Rachamim would be that she shouldn't suffer anymore, and that she should pass away. So Taka did answer the tefillah. So all these things have to keep a cheshbon, what the, you know, what the needs are, and what the patient's needs are. And as David said before, the Gemara is the Ramah is clear elsewhere, based on the Gemara, you have to, when you go visit somebody that's sick, you don't just want to tell them, you know, who won the med game. You have to talk about, you know, talk about cheer them up. At the end, you say a tefillah for them. That's the real bichrachon. Anyway, so that's with regard to the Shema. So one last thing we'll finish. I'm sorry, I went a couple minutes over. The last line. The Sefer Hasidim in Tzimkuf Nur Ches warns us, if you're going to daven in the Shema Esrei for refuah, if anything else, or for panosa, then don't make the mistake. Guys, the whole Shema Esrei is daydreaming. But by that bracha, he's going to have kavana. No good. He says, in Tzara Tzitzach LaParnasa, Al Tosi Libcha Rak La'osa Bracha. Don't pay attention to only that bracha. The whole Shema Esrei is not paying attention to what you're saying. Now you come to Refaino, you come to Shema Kalen, you have your needs, then suddenly you wake up. He says, Kemal Birchas Hashanim, Oh Yesh Lecha Choli, Al Tosi Libcha Rak LaBirchas Hacholim. Don't have come on all then. Why? Misha Omer Malav Lemala. They'll say this person upstairs. Zeh Ploni Sober She'enot Tzorich Ela Lezoz. He thinks that's the only problem he has. That he has his chola. Guess what? We'll leave it at that. Lechach Techavim Bechol Abrochas. It's not right. You only ask what you need. Then you have come on everything you don't. So the main thing is the person should have the proper come on all the brochas. Okay. Wish everybody a good Shabbos.